Mr. Conscience, also known as the Recorder, read Emmanuel's general pardon to Mansoul in the marketplace at Mouthgate, and the citizens of Mansoul humbly asked the prince to live with them in Mansoul, and to make governors and princes to rule Mansoul under him and his captains. They added, moreover, and prayed his majesty to consider, for now, they said, after all this grace has been bestowed upon us, your miserable town of Mansoul, if you should withdraw from us, both you and your captains, the town of Mansoul will die. Yes, our blessed Emmanuel, if you should depart from us now, having done so much good for us and showed so much mercy unto us, our joy will disappear as if we had never rejoiced, and our enemies will come upon us again with more rage than before. For this reason, we beg you, O desire of our eyes and strength and life of our poor town, accept of this motion we now have made unto our Lord, and come and dwell in the midst of us. Let us be your people. Besides, Lord, to this day there may still be many Diabolonians lurking in the town of Mansoul, and they will betray us into the hand of Diabolus, again, if you should leave us. And who knows what designs, plots, or contrivances have passed betwixt them about these things already? We are opposed to falling again into his horrible hands. Therefore, let it please you to accept our palace for your place of residence, and of the houses of the best men in our town for the reception of your soldiers and their weapons of warfare. Then said the prince, if I come to your town, will you allow me further to prosecute your enemies and mine by whatever is in my heart? Yes, will you help me in such undertakings? They answered, we know not what we shall do. We did not think once that we should have been such traitors to Shaddai as we have proved to be. What then shall we say to our Lord? Let him put no trust in his saints. Let the prince dwell in our castle and make of our town a garrison. Let him set his noble captains and his warlike soldiers over us. Yes, let him conquer us with his love and overcome us with his grace. And then surely shall he be with us and help us as he had been and did the morning our pardon was read to us. We shall comply with this our Lord and with his ways, and fall in with his word against the mighty. One word more, and your servant's words have ended, and in this we will trouble our Lord no more. We know not the depth of your wisdom, our prince. Who could have thought, who have been ruled by his reason, that so much sweet as we do now enjoy should have come out of those bitter trials with which we were tried at the first? But, Lord, let light go before, and let love come after. Yes, take us by the hand, and lead us by your counsels, and let this always abide upon us, that all things shall be the best for your servants, and come to our Mansoul, and do as it pleases you. O Lord, come to our Mansoul, do what you will, so you may keep us from sinning, and make us serviceable to your majesty. Then said the prince to the town of Mansoul again, go return to your houses in peace. I will willingly in this comply with your desires. I will remove my royal pavilion. I will draw up my forces before Eye-Gate tomorrow. And so I will march forward into the town of Mansoul. I myself will possess your castle of Mansoul and will set my soldiers over you. Yes, I will yet do things in Mansoul which cannot be paralleled in any nation, country, or kingdom under heaven. Then the men of Mansoul gave a shout and returned to their houses in peace. They also told their kindred and friends of the good which Emmanuel had promised to Mansoul. And tomorrow, they said, he will march into our town and take up his dwelling in Mansoul, he and his men. When people are saved, they tell other people that are saved that the things that they already know, they let them know those things. That's how wonderful is salvation. Then the inhabitants went out of the town of Mansoul with haste to the green trees and to the meadows to gather boughs and flowers to scatter upon the streets for the arrival of their prince, the son of Shaddai. They also made garlands and other fine works to display how joyful they were and should be to receive their Emmanuel into Mansoul. Yes, they scattered these loosely upon the streets from Eye Gate to the Castle Gate, the place where the prince should live. They also prepared appropriate music for his coming into the town of Mansoul, what they might produce and play before him as he approached the palace, his habitation. So at the time appointed, he made his approach to Mansoul, and the gates were set open for him. The ancients and elders of Mansoul also met him there to salute him with 1,000 welcomes. Then he arose and entered Mansoul, he and all his servants. The elders of Mansoul danced before him until he came to the castle gates. And this was the manner of his going up there. He was clad in his golden armor. He rode in his royal chariot while the trumpet sounded around him. The colors were displayed. His 10,000s went up at his feet, and the elders of Mansoul danced before him. The walls of the famous town of Mansoul were now filled with the tramplings of its inhabitants, who went up there to view the approach of the blessed prince and his royal army. The casements, windows, balconies, and tops of the houses were also all now filled with persons of all sorts to behold how their town was to be filled with good. Now, when he had come so far into the town as to reach the recorder's house, he commanded that one should go to Captain Credence to know whether the castle of Mansoul was prepared to entertain his royal presence, for the preparation of that was left to that captain. And word was brought to him that it was. Then Captain Credence was also commanded to come forth with his power to meet the prince, which was done as he had commanded, and the captain escorted him into the castle. This done, the prince lodged in the castle that night with his mighty captains and men of war, to the joy of the town of Mansoul. Now, the next care of the townsfolk was how the captains and soldiers of the prince's army should be quartered among them. And the concern was not how they should shut their hands of them, but how they should fill their houses with them. For every man in Mansoul had now valued Emmanuel and his men. Nothing grieved the townsfolk more than the possibility they might not be enlarged enough, every one of them, to receive the whole army of the prince. Indeed, they counted it their glory to wait upon them, and would, in those days, run at their bidding like serving attendants. At last, they decided upon this, to be continued.